Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Courtney DiDonardo, MD, MSC, about the FDA approval of ivosidenib for patients with relapsed refractory IDH1 mutant myelodysplastic syndromes. Dr. DiDonardo is an associate professor in the Department of Leukemia in the Division of Cancer Medicine at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. On October 24, 2023, the FDA approved ivosidenib for adult patients with relapsed refractory MDS with a susceptible IDH1 mutation. This regulatory decision was supported by findings from the single-arm Phase 1 AG120C001 trial, in which ivosidenib elicited a complete response rate of 38.9% and a median time to complete response of 1.9 months. The median duration of complete response was not estimable. In our exclusive interview, Dr. DiDonardo discussed the significance of this approval, the unique mechanism of action of ivosidenib, and key efficacy and safety findings from the AG120C001 trial. All right, so speaking today about the FDA approval of ivosidenib, just to start off, what would you say is the significance of this approval?
You know, this is a really exciting approval because this is a well-tolerated oral targeted therapy for a very specific subset of patients with MDS. And that subset is for patients that have failed standard of care therapy, like a hypomethylating agent. And in that group of patients, there's really no great options, no approved therapies for patients after HMA failure MDS. And so I think this is, while a small subset, a really important approval, highlighting that there are effective options for this patient population.
And so then what is the mechanism of action of ivosidenib?
Ivosidenib is an IDH1 inhibitor. So it is a small molecule targeted therapy. So it's only going to work in patients who have an IDH1 mutation. And so that raises the importance of actually making sure you're doing molecular testing on patients with MDS to identify if they have any potential targets, such as an IDH1 mutation. And the way ivosidenib works is actually pretty cool. So it's not cytotoxic. It's not like a standard chemotherapy that ablates things. And it's actually a differentiating agent, similar to ATRA, all-trans-retinoic acid for APL, for example, where you actually have normal maturation. It releases that block in normal development. And so bone marrow abnormal cells can differentiate appropriately.
And so then what were some of the key efficacy findings that came out of the phase one trial that supported this approval?
So the key efficacy endpoint was actually at the CR and PR rate was how it was defined in the protocol. So the number of patients who had a true CR or a true PR, which is, of course, a high bar in patients with MDS to have true CRs. And I will say that this study, because it is a smaller subset of IDH1 mutated MDS patients, was relatively small. 19 patients were enrolled, but the rate of CR was 39% of patients. So almost 40% of patients having a true CR. And there was a median survival of like 35 months, I believe, which is just really incredible in a patient population that had failed a hypomethylating agent.
What is the safety profile of this agent?
The safety issues to be aware of when you're using really any IDH inhibitor, ivosidenib for MDS in particular for this study, is differentiation syndrome. So we talked about how this is a differentiating agent. And so you can see kind of a very nonspecific constellation of symptoms like shortness of breath, edema, effusions. As those cells mature and release cytokines like they're supposed to, you can get this kind of fairly nonspecific syndrome, and steroids can be very effective. We actually saw less DS, differentiation syndrome, in MDS patients compared to the AML studies with IDH inhibitors, probably because they just don't have that same kind of burden of blasts and cells that are kind of maturing quickly into myeloid cells. And so that is something to be aware of, but actually rates were fairly low on this study. The other thing when you're using ivosidenib to be aware of is there is a QTc prolongation risk. And so a lot of our patients, especially neutropenic patients who are getting other prophylactic medications that are also QT prolonging agents like the antiemetics or fluoroquinolones or azoles or various different other prophylactic medications, you know, you can see compounded toxicity. So QTc monitoring is something to be aware of.
going forward, what unmet needs for these patients were addressed with this approval, and what needs still exist for this population?
The other thing that's really kind of important to mention about this is the fact that the majority of patients on this trial became transfusion independent, right? So one of the most significant challenges in treating patients with blood cancers and MDS is just the frequent back and forth to the hospital for lab checks and red cell transfusions and platelet transfusions. And actually, you know, over like 3/4 of patients became transfusion independent that were treated on this study, which is just such a really important quality of life metric for oftentimes older patients kind of needing all of these ongoing appointments and transfusions. So I think that's kind of another key thing that was really important for this patient population. Kind of an unmet need for MDS in general is, you know, we need more kind of effective therapies like this. Ivosidenib for IDH1 mutated MDS is fantastic, but it's a really small piece of the pie. So we definitely want improved, well-tolerated kind of agents like this for the other MDS subsets.
Overall, from what we've talked about so far, what would you say is your main message for colleagues regarding this agent and this approval?
My main message for colleagues and for patients is genomic annotation of patients with MDS and other heme malignancies is really important because if you find a mutation that can be targeted, like an IDH1 mutation, in a patient with MDS, we now have an approved, well-tolerated, highly effective therapy for these patients. And so excited for this approval and excited for the ongoing improvements in our standard of care.
Is there any ongoing MDS research at MD Anderson that you'd like to highlight?
There is ongoing MDS research across the world, really. At MD Anderson, we are absolutely participating under the leadership of Dr. Guillermo Garcia Manero in multiple new trials of various new targeted therapies, rational combinations, incorporating venetoclax into our high-risk MDS patients. So there's definitely a whole lot of ongoing research, ongoing clinical evaluation, and we're really looking forward to seeing improved outcomes.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.